Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Because if you don't show up authentically, when people actually reject the authentic you, you can't be shocked.
It's even the entitlement. It's like, do you know what it is that Chanel bag?
So many people are out here wanting to be like content creators, and we need plumbers and builders and
electricians
and all these other amazing jobs, which AI can't actually take.
You know what? Funny you say that. Dr. Umar. Okay, guys. Guys, bear with me.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to an episode of
Stuff.
Yeah.
What is this? You know what?
What is this?
We actually got quite a bit of take.
Some uptake on it. Honestly, the girls are liking. What is this?
Welcome to your next rendition, your next installment. What is this?
What is this?
And let me tell you, there's quite a few things on the agenda.
There are. Talk us through.
Yeah, so first of all, we got a dilemma, and we'll get into the dilemma. Okay. It's just a dilemma. But what is this? We're going to talk a little bit more about catfishing, because I have been rewatching Catfish, and I realized just how insane it is that people lie on the internet like this. We're also going to be talking about the cost of living crisis, because what is this?
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
And then we have to touch base on the UK Thanos.
Oh, Mr. Mello.
Guys. Anyways, Courtney can tell you a little bit more about the UK Thanos, and we can get into the conversation. But that's what's on my agenda.
I love that. I've got Mrs. White. Sisters in South Africa, what is going on?
Mrs. White?
Yes, basically talking about like dating expectations, what we expect from men, whether they're outlandish, as well as the rise of the trad wife aesthetic.
Oh, yeah,
it all kind of ties in. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
But hit us up with this dilemma. What's going on?
Oh, yes. Oh, before we do get into the dilemma, just a reminder, ladies, that we have an event coming up April 27th. That is right. We are collaborating with the incredible Come Forth to this event. Yes. We are hosting a wonderful event, which is all about fundraising for the incredible project that we have been working on, the Bright Future Academy. Yes, sisters. So we will be doing a fundraising event in order to raise more funds towards the work that we have been doing with Nguvu and Fredita in building the Bright Future Academy in Ghana. There are still tickets left. We have been getting bombarded with messages around whether there are tickets left, and yes, there are tickets left, but they're going fast. You know when Eventbrite says going fast, it means they're going, like, don't be delaying or anything like that. So please pick up a ticket. The proceeds are all being donated towards towards our cause in the Bright Future Academy. So please come and have some fun. Come and, you know, get stepping. It's springtime, it's time to be outside with the girlies, doing something fun, you know, with the step aerobics and all that jazz. So come in your cute kind of gym wear, or to be fair, come on your bonnet, sis. We're here to really work out, you know what I'm saying? We're here to enjoy. And please grab your ticket now, and maybe bring a friend. It would be a really nice kind of, you know, exercise date, something like that. And we, of course, will be there, so come and hang with us.
Come and have a good time. Why not? Have the best time. Celebrate spring with the girls.
Exactly. Spring with the girls. So the links to this will be in the description below. It will also be in the show notes. It'll be pretty much everywhere that you can find To My Sisters, but please grab them up whilst they are still available.
Amazing.
But yes, moving into the dilemma.
Yeah.
Hey, sisters.
Hey, sweetheart.
So I am a 19-year-old girl based in South Africa. Started listening to your podcast this month, and I've already gotten almost every answer I ask myself.
Aww.
Hey to the self-development. We love to hear it. So my dilemma is, this past week I ran into someone I once got involved, more like an ex, but not really. So this guy used to be my sneaky link. And with him, I started doing some insert expletive here things. Things that I can't even mention. But I found myself being involved with a lot of guys also. And in 2021, we lost contact until last week.
I think you have to say what the expletive is because I don't.
Oh, it's not a bad one. It's shitty.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was okay.
No, I thought it was like something. Oh, yeah, fine. The context, I thought it was something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know what that could have been. Yeah. He asked for my number and I willingly gave him considering the kind of relation we previously shared.
Right.
So this is where the problem comes in. I fell for this guy the first time I met him.
Okay.
I fell in love with every part of him, wanting to get my nails synced in him. I pictured a perfect life with him, but he never saw me like that. Mm-hmm. He's always seen me as one girl to get naughty with, and I also entertained that idea, I guess. I'm not really looking for much, but just his love and respect, that's all. However, sometimes he talks about his girlfriend, and that doesn't sit well with me, because a part of me is really down to be the side dish, and I know whatever we are doing is wrong, but with him it feels right.
It's not right.
I want to confront him and tell him how I feel, and I just don't feel like it's not necessary because I am not his girlfriend after all. Looking forward to your response.
It may feel right, but it's not right. You being a side chick is, as you said, that you're a fan of the podcast. It's not what we want for you. It's not what we think you should want for yourself. Yeah. But again, free will, your own autonomy, agency, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you letting him know, like, I really feel this deeply about you. I mean, you do it at your own risk.
Yep.
But him already having a girlfriend, I think, means that you may not get the response that you'd want. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, like, cut it, because as hard as it will be, it will only become harder to cut it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you'll actually get what you may end up desiring. So if you engage with him more, you know, do more of this sneaky link situation, you may end up falling for him even deeper. Yeah. This is someone who you fell for the first time you met them. What's to say that spending more time with them as a side chick, quote unquote, is not going to make you just fall even more basically in love with this man who you potentially will never have because he doesn't want you in that way. And maybe subconsciously you're telling yourself, if you do spend more time with him, he'll realize he wants you over other people. But you don't have to be with him in such a compromising way in order for him to realize that you are the person who he wants. He should come to that realization in a less compromising situation or through a less compromising situation. And so I think if this is the person who's meant to be for you, then maybe this relationship with his girlfriend will not work out. And then you can, you know, make your entry that way. But being a side chick should not be your portion.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should be flirting with the idea and that temptation, because it's a very valid one. I get where it's stemming from, but it's not going to lead to anywhere productive from what I can see. So yeah, I think you can let him know what you think. Will that change his mind? Probably not. Will it allow you to get some stuff off your heart? Yes, maybe. But don't allow it to then make you walk into the whole being a side chick, because that's not, that ain't it. I can't condone it. Don't want to support it. So no, I don't. I don't, because it's going to lead to bigger feelings within you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And compromise only begets compromise. Yeah, you're going to continually compromise within this relationship. And to be fair, if you enter into a relationship with this guy as a side chick and he has a main chick, are you hoping that you'll become a main chick and he won't recruit another side chick? It doesn't, it's not gonna work out like that.
The circle of life.
Literally, you reap what you sow oftentimes. So I think it's important to take a step back and be like, listen, if this guy is your guy, you can let him know your feelings. I'm not against that. There is nothing wrong with that. But I think if this is the guy for you, then maybe you telling him how you feel make him reassess his relationship with his girlfriend. However, it sounds like he already knows and he's chosen her. And it's harsh. It's a really hard reality to sit with. But I'd rather you go on a healing journey from your sneaky link than a healing journey from someone who you were a side chick of, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the healing journey, because then you have then something on your conscience, which you now need to get over. And I don't want you to be implicated in such a way.
Oh, no. Completely agree. Literally completely agree. I saw this dilemma and I was like, girl, you need to get out. And I hate to be an auntie or like somebody that's like, oh, you know, older and all that kind of stuff. But you are very young. Mm. Like 19 is very, very young to be entangled in such a mess.
Facts.
So please extricate yourself from that expeditiously. Like, I know that feelings and emotions can be hard to manage, especially when they're quite intense, and you having bonded with this guy and this guy being maybe the first or the only person where you've genuinely felt some kind of emotional connection to, it can be really difficult to sever that cord.
Yeah.
But I do think that given your age, your stage in life, baby girl, there is a world of men out there, literally a sea of men. So don't allow yourself to feel comfortable or settle for being somebody's side dish when there could be a guy that out there that's willing to give you his entire world, like you being the world around him. So I think, yeah, settling to be a side chick, no. And I think it hasn't helped that the way that you entered into this man's life was as a side chick, as a sneaky link. You've already created a relationship through which he doesn't already, it would take a significant amount of investment for him to see you as somebody that is more than that, especially considering that somebody is already occupying space in his life as his girlfriend. So it would really require a lot of investment, a lot of kind of just shaking off people's worlds, a lot of just dedication on his part to be able to actually break up with his girlfriend. And even then, would you guys actually realistically be ready to jump into a relationship straight away? I don't think so. And I think given that he is willing to entertain you as a side chick whilst he already has a main chick is indicative of some very serious character flaws. And would you be willing to be with somebody who is ostensibly probably not monogamous right now and not interested in monogamy? I think sometimes we can fall into the trap of thinking that we can change this guy, or this guy will change because he loves me or because I can convince him. No, it doesn't work like that. I don't know how old this guy is. I'm assuming that he's closer in age to you. If so, then he has a lot of like growing up to do, and he has a lot of work to do as well, because what are you doing entertaining a babes when you have a girlfriend? Stop. That's not good. You should send this to him as well and say, sir, cease and desist. It's not good. What you're doing is terrible. So yeah, echoing what Courtney said, sorry, sis, we actually can't condone this. We don't believe that you were called to be a side chick. We believe that you were called to be somebody's main chick, and ideally somebody that is actually loyal and faithful. We want to see healthy relationships. And we believe that a prerequisite for a healthy relationship is loyalty and fidelity. We have heard too much about infidelity. We're all about fidelity here. So yeah, I also agree. You need to go on that healing journey, sis. Just, it sounds like your experiences with the opposite sex so far has not been particularly positive. So I think spending some time with yourself, getting to know yourself, really like focusing on developing yourself as an individual first before thinking about entertaining any kind of relationship dynamic with another guy is really, really important. And take your time with it. There is nothing wrong with being single. There is nothing wrong with being by yourself. There is nothing wrong with just, I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl for a season of life. And just taking that time before entering into another situation, because this just sounds like a situationship that is headed towards a ditch. And we are saying, sis, get out before you head into the ditch. No.
And I like that you highlighted age. I think there's, you're going to get older and look back at this and think, I was about to make a really, really big decision for such a small gain. Like, there is no need to be this young and compromising. Not that compromise should happen at any age, but sometimes the pressure of age makes you want to compromise on certain values. But you're way too young. Like, girl, you can get your full list and find somebody who really loves you. You have so much time. You actually have so much time to meet so many different men who will make you realize that it was worth letting this man alone. You know?
Sending lots of love, sis. We really do pray for you on this healing journey that you are hopefully about to undergo. We also pray for all parties that are involved. Tell that man to leave you alone for the time being and to focus on his home.
Well.
Today's episode of Hot Takes. What is this? Let's kick it off with Catfish.
Walk me through.
So I've recently been rewatching some of the older episodes of Catfish, which are hilarious but also extremely unfortunate, because you realize just how much people's lives have been tormented by the fact that people have chosen to lie on the internet. And it's really interesting because Catfish, I'm gonna be watching it for a while now, because there's like eight seasons of Catfish, and I actually just wanted to have
just eight.
But to be fair, there's quite a few episodes. Quite a few episodes in the seasons. I think they got to like maybe episode like 17, 18, and they were like, another season. Let's do that. But yeah, the reason I wanted to actually talk about Catfish was I want to talk about the fact that people lie on the internet mm-hmm. and like lie to people mm-hmm. and how much that has impacted our perception of running CRB checks, of engaging with people romantically, mm-hmm. of the stranger danger, all that kind of jazz. What do you, first of all, have you ever been catfished?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, because I've talked to people online, but I've never like gone on to meet them in person to figure out if it was a, do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
So I might have been, but not that screaming. I know, basically.
Not
have
that
you?
You know. Not that I know of. I when during my time of like foraying into online dating, mm-hmm. there was definitely a couple profiles that I was like, you look a little shady. Mm. I don't know if you're real.
Yeah.
But I think I was one of the lucky ones whereby everyone that I met looked like what they had posted right. on their profiles. But sisters as well, we would love to hear if you have any stories whatsoever relating to you meeting
that'd
people online.
Good.
We want to hear, please, just give us. Having said that, though, there's definitely been some people that I've met on dates that are a bit strange.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say that they lied when we were speaking or anything like that. It was more so I've now discovered that you are perhaps just a little bit strange and I'm not interested in that. But why do you think people like come to lie on the internet like this?
As in like their motive.
Yeah, because I don't want to just say that people are like genuinely mentally
no, I think it's a mix of stuff. Like you can see on Catfish, it's insecurity, it's maybe I made this account to get back at someone. Like I think the motives are also varying. I think there's a deep level of like insecurity and people being like, no one's gonna accept me maybe for who I actually am. But there are also more malicious kind of intents where I just want to swindle you for something, and I know that if I look like this or you think you're talking about this, it's easier to swindle you. You
there
know
there was one episode where somebody thought they were talking to Bow Wow.
I remember that. See, and like people are gullible. It's a bad thing to do, but like gosh, there are so many ways to find out these days, especially with so many like episodes of Catfish out there. There's so many ways to like reassure, is this person actually someone that they are saying they are?
CRB check.
Simple as.
I love the way that like life has developed so much that it's almost the opposite. Like it's actually almost impossible to catfish someone because there's so many ways for you to like verify and check out, is this person who they say they are? Can we look at IP addresses to figure out location, like where they from?
That's
ETC.
Quite technical though.
Quite technical. But yeah, literally I was just watching some of the old episodes and I was like, do you know how mad it is to wake up one day and decide I want to find somebody to spend a significant amount of time with and I'm going to lie about every single thing about me?
Yeah, it's insane.
To the point where people are like, oh, you know, the classic catfish interviewers. So when have you tried to meet up with this person prior to this episode? And it's like, yeah, you know, I've tried to FaceTime. They hang up every time I try to FaceTime them. They're in the dark. Just like general red flags.
Yeah.
And I think what also gets me is I do think that some of those that have been catfished have to take accountability for themselves
as
well. Because how are you going to be dating somebody for ostensibly like 2 years and you've never seen them in real life?
Yeah.
Insane to me.
It is a crazy thing to do.
Genuinely insane to me.
It is a crazy thing to do, but that's the whole premise of the show, isn't it? I think that's what makes it entertaining, because you as a viewer are thinking, why would you fall for that?
You know
it's sad though, because I think there's also something to be said about the people that fall for it and like their genuine craving for companionship, and like regardless of whether the person behind the screen is who they say they are or not, you can definitely tell like a deep intimate connection has been formed. So I also think deep down there is that, I know this is not you're not that, but I actually genuinely appreciate your conversation and your presence and your companionship. And I think, like you were saying, you've been dating this person for 2, 3, 4 years. They've probably seen you go through milestones.
Crazy.
And you've also formed an attachment to their journey, whether it's true or false as well. So I think it's a really deeply psychological thing of like that desire for companionship and thinking that you found it. And so despite all the red flags being there, you kind of just want to ignore it.
They just want love.
It's really sad. Yeah, they really and you can tell like the people that go there are like, this is my person. Like, or even if it's a friend, it's like, this is actually my person. And I get that, because it's like, the personality is still the same. Like they all used to say the same thing, which is in what the catfish themselves. Okay, I don't look like my pictures, but I'm still the same person. Mm-hmm, like I'm actually that person you've been speaking to. But I think the dissonance of like, you are not what I'm seeing you, but I'm hearing you, and it's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad.
Duh.
No, I think it's sad. Because you see the brokenness and like the deep sadness that people face once they like realize.
The disappointment.
Okay,
so if you were
not trying to fight you.
Yeah, if you were catfished.
Yeah,
you met somebody, obviously extremely unlikely. Says, absolutely impossible. Yeah, but like about Fid, I'm like, Courtney, who's this guy? Where they are, I need to see their face. Had you been catfished, so the first time that you meet somebody that you're dating or like speaking to online and they're not what they looked like, would you continue the relationship or continue at least dating them?
It depends how far from their pictures they actually looked. If it's like you look the same but like you're shorter, you're going to address the elephant in the room, and it's gonna
but
be
you know a lot of guys like, do that
100% no but dating. If it's like a considerable issue, I'm not talking about like 5'11", you told me you're 5'11", 6 foot and you're actually 5'10", like that can work, but you saying I'm 6 foot but you're 5'4" I even have to ascertain whether you have a delusion problem. Do you actually think you're 6 foot? So I think in the most jovial way, you have to bring up that. So, sir, when you told me you were 6 foot, in what realm?
You know what I'm concerned? Yeah. You meet someone, like, I must caveat, I'm not racist. Oh, but imagine somebody online tells you that they're black.
Yeah.
But it's a white man that.
Oh, but that's just ridiculous. Like, why would you even agree to a meeting, you absolute fool?
So it actually killed me. Yeah, so what would you do if
firstly, their picture if, was black? Okay, so if that was the case, we're going to sit down. Since we're both here anyway, you've decided to grievously waste my time. Mm-hmm. It's such a
that's
crazy
outrageous
way. Let's sit down and let's talk. Why? Why? No, what do you get out of this, number one? Number two, do you realize you're an idiot?
Yeah.
Because I've met you now and I know that you're a Caucasian person.
Or maybe what if it does like speak to a deep-seated insecurity that they have, where it's like they're attracted to a particular race, but they know that women of that particular community tend to prefer
their own kind.
Their own, yeah.
Interracial dating is a thing.
It is, indeed.
Don't be silly. How many examples are there of white black women that date white men? So why would you be...
Also, I just feel like, imagine if you continued this relationship. When people ask you, oh, so when you first met...
Exactly. How can your origin story be like that? There is now no relationship, because even on that thinking, you are not black. So if you've come now because you think presenting as a black man would make me a black woman attracted to you, now I see you're a white man, what makes you think this can continue? Like the calculations of it all ends now.
Yeah, it finishes here, doesn't it?
Because now I actually want a black man and you're a white man.
But then what if you really enjoyed like speaking to them and the personality?
It's the principle.
I hear it.
I'm not attracted to you. I'm going off the thinking of he's trying to appeal to people who only like or maybe exclusively date black men. There is now no attraction. So you've outdone yourself. Oh, in tomfoolery.
Sorry for this hypothetical man.
Yeah, it just is what it is. Like, it backfired.
In this life, don't lie.
And that is a simple that needs to be honored.
In this life,
don't lie. Because if you don't show up authentically, when people actually reject the authentic you, you can't be shocked.
Yeah, that's so true.
You actually have no right to be upset.
Would you be interested in being friends?
Mm-mm. Oh, I'll be interested in getting you the help that you need. Maybe
BetterHelp.com/ to my sisters.
I will, if you want recommendations for a therapist, I can like gladly do the research.
Can help you.
But friendship, crikey.
But you never know, like It makes me think of, because Neve, when he met his the babe that he was speaking to online, they eventually ended up being friends, allegedly.
Exactly.
And then Neve went on to meet his wife. So
I want to know the extent of that friendship.
Yeah, same here, same here. I need to explore a bit more. I need to go and watch the actual movie Catfish.
It's really good. It's actually really good. It's not as like scandalous as like the show. The show is definitely like a condensed version of all the action, but the film is more like a documentary.
Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah,
gonna put that on my agenda to watch. But yeah, Catfish was a heck of a time. Definitely recommend. If you haven't watched it, just watch a couple episodes.
For real,
hilarious.
For real. While talking about dating and dating expectations, this Mrs. White situation. Talk so essentially, it's just like another sprinkle. But the lady, I believe, is South African, and she's just talking about like, if you can't buy me a Chanel bag, we're not dating.
Oh,
can't buy
no.
me a YSL back, we're not dating. No. If you hear that I'm going out with my friends, I expect you to send me the money or ask me how much I need. If you don't, we're not dating. So it's just very much like
mail.
So the I didn't come across her original content. I came across somebody giving a commentary on her content and talking about how like the reason why more women are thinking like this is because of the rise of lifestyle content and aesthetic content and the kind of how strategic and manipulative people like that are, those kind of content creators and relationship gurus, if you want to call them that. not that, no, because she doesn't call herself that, so I'm just I'm putting that on her, but like how these people strategically kind of carve out their brands when actually they do not live up to what it is they're saying. So it's not even just in the people that they are dating, but also just in who they are.
Absolutely.
And her, I can't remember the creator who was giving the commentary, I'm so sorry, but her feedback was like, if you were actually someone who had your own money, you would never have these kind of dating expectations with these hard lines like this, because you just sound ungrateful. And people who actually make their own money know how hard it is to make money.
Facts.
And so they have a deeper sense of gratitude. And I thought that that was such a like perfect summary of it, because I think when people are having these unrealistic dating expectations and actively trying to live them out, it's often because they haven't worked hard enough to have their own.
Come on now.
I've rarely found women who have like really, really hustled, do you get what I mean? And are able to buy themselves a Chanel bag or a YSL bag or all these other materialistic things.
Yep.
Be like, I cannot be with a man who cannot buy me these specific things or does not show me love in this specific way.
Yeah.
Not that they don't have high standards, but I think oftentimes the metric is very different.
Yes.
And like, she was saying how, because anyone who may be like, you can say, I have a dating expectation for my partner or whatever to buy me a car. Do you get what I mean? And to upkeep that car, and I should be driving a really nice car, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, it's probably the way you're just throwing it about flippantly is probably evidence that you don't even have one.
Absolutely.
Because
not.
You would really appreciate, even if he got you like not a rundown car, but like not the, he didn't get you a Mercedes, he got you a Ford, right? If he gets you a Ford, you'd appreciate the fact that this takes regular payments, credit history, insurance.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Him to actually make a monthly contribution Hello. To this thing. And she was like, even if somebody buys you flowers, they're actually putting money aside from their own labor to buy you something. Like, that kind of intentionality is what you should be looking for. Yeah. And I thought it would be a great conversation around something we've talked about many times, which is around unrealistic dating expectations, but also human beings lacking gratitude and a sense of reality.
Yeah.
Delusion. Especially, and I guess we're going to talk about cost of living crisis, like things are actually very expensive and money is actually not that easy to make as people often make it seem. So yeah, I just wanted to know your thoughts.
Yeah, no, absolutely, thank you, that was such a comprehensive context provision there. So I really appreciate that. I think that is delusional. And it's really unfortunate that as we see the cost of living crisis become even hotter, as we see people going through real poverty or people that are really struggling out here, I think that this has almost now become a bit of escapism. It is now less about, you know, how do we make sure that everybody is doing well and really like focus on getting ourselves out of, you know, debt, making sure that we are financially free, but now finding scapegoats to take ourselves out of these situations. And unfortunately is now inflating our expectations when it comes to dating. Like, when and where has it ever been normal? And maybe it's just from my personal experience, but to demand such materialistic things from people straight off the bat, maybe again, not my personal experience, but I love what you were saying about the fact that if you really understood the value of money, and if you were even the kind of person that did have these expectations, you wouldn't be on the internet talking about this is what I've received or this is what I've gotten. Or, and it's even from the way in which these things have been talked about. This is not somebody that is exhibiting that these are the things that they have access to. This is definitely somebody that's like, this is what I expect from other people, even though I myself have never been able to provide any of these things for myself. I genuinely believe that if you can't provide certain things for yourself, having the expectation for it from other people is delusional, genuinely delusional.
Yeah. And I think it's one thing to have a desire, like, oh, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, it would be so nice. But to have it as an expectation, crikey.
A Chanel bag, a car, a this, a that. And it's just like, it's so unfortunate when this permeates our culture, because now we start to focus on all of these really, really materialistic things. And then when we get into hot water with somebody that has such deficits in their general character, because material things are literally just a manifestation of character. If you focus on somebody that is hardworking, someone that is a grafter, somebody that genuinely is loyal and cares for you, then yeah, maybe every once in a while you get a Chanel bag. Every once in a while you get something that, you know, is a nice gift. But to have the expectation of all of these materialistic things without really focusing on what's going to maintain a relationship with a human being, like, your partner is not just somebody that gives you candy and sweets and things that you want. It's not just some kind of gift box that pops up at Christmas time to give you whatever you want. It is a human being. And I think more and more we are starting to actually dehumanize people in the dating process, both men and women, but in particular for women right now, with the rise of this kind of stuff, it's now very customary to dehumanize men and expect them to just provide without any kind of inclination as to how hard it is to provide in this current context, how difficult it is for you to even yourself take care of yourself. And like, not even think about, okay, if I want this from this person, how am I going to make sure that I'm well developed to be with somebody like that? It's even the entitlement. It's like, do you know what it is, that Chanel bag?
Call? Now, I love what you said. And I think it's also reprioritizing good character. Right. Like, because I love that you said, like, material things are a manifestation of character, but you can get material things as a fruit of bad character.
You can actually steal, you can be a fraudster,
you could be like banging squares. You could be going to prison. Like, you could actually actively be a criminal living a life of bad character and be able to produce these things. So I think it's also like, go beneath the surface. Like, all of this stuff is very superficial. Bruh. And I think a lot of what this trend or whatever teaches people is to be superficial. And her kind of, Mrs. White, her standpoint or philosophy, I guess, is like, no, you should be dating in a more strategic way. And it's like, it's not strategic, it's superficial. Because a strategy is what you pen down about your career, you know, about achieving your actual calling in life. And this isn't even like discrediting people who maybe are like, no, I do want my partner to be the main breadwinner. But then there's an understanding that there is also other things that I need to bring to the table, for lack of a better term, which is going to allow us to have a functioning and thriving relationship. And if wealth is something that's important to you, do you know how to create it and sustain it, even if somebody else is bringing the seed?
Exactly.
If you now become, you want to be with a guy who has bare, like, loads of money, right? But you're going to literally be the black hole that ends that prosperity.
Just because
you have no sentiment for how this can grow. And I love that the lady that was giving the commentary highlighted, like, if you knew how to make your own money, your priorities would be completely different. Exactly. And it's sad. I think it's a really bad thing to teach young women.
It's just, do you know what I also find unfortunate? It's the fact that this stuff is cyclical. Before it was, every 10 years we'll hear this, every 5 years. Now it feels like every few months, this kind resurgence of nonsense is back again.
Yeah, the extremes are coexisting nowadays, right? And it's funny because it brings me onto this, talk about the trad wife, resurgence of the trad wife trend. And I was watching a video from Lamide Elizabeth, shout out to her. And it was a really good video on like why this is this is really undoing hundreds of years of feminist activism. But even without leaning like heavily into radical feminism, I think we need to be careful because, let me explain. She said how oftentimes, because we need to sell things, we have to sell people the extremes.
Exactly.
Right? People never really want to buy the middle. They never want to buy a balanced argument. They never want to buy into it. They want to live for the extremes.
That's right.
And that's why I think, like you highlighted, it's always one thing or the other. Extreme, like no Miss Independent, or extreme trad housewife. I rely on my husband to be the sole breadwinner. And I think we need to be careful of not living in the gray. Like, as much as we all think life can, you know, we need to pick black or white, actually sometimes live in the gray. Live in the gray area and find your equilibrium as to like, okay, going too far into the extreme of housewifery is causing you to not have any kind of independence. And I was reading some of Lamide's comments and somebody said, you know, I actually had the mentality of wanting to be this trad wife. My husband should be the caretaker. And he was actually a really good person. And my partner was like really good to me. And he did all these things. But then he died. Right. And it's like we think to ourselves that these people are telling women to become financially independent or educated or whatever because they shouldn't trust in men. It's not that we shouldn't trust in you. It's that we know you are human. Right. You could pass. You could become disabled. Anything could actually happen. And if I don't have an education, if I don't know how to make money, if I don't have a business, if I anything, if I don't have skills, if you go down and I can't work, how are we going to feed each other and how are we going to feed our children? Right. And so I think it's more so about that practical element of like no one can fully count on anybody financially, especially in these economic times.
Ridiculous. Like even the amount of money that you need to be making to sustain a household, realistically most people are going to have to be dual earners.
And each earner needs to have multiple streams of income. Your house is going to need like 14 baby income girl, makers in order to thrive.
And trust me, I've definitely occasionally been like, do you know what, I want to be a trad wife. You know, sometimes I wake up and I say, labor again. I don't seek labor for me. I dislike labor. But you know what? Labor is good. It's good for you.
It's biblical, Sha.
And that was even what I was going to say. Biblical.
God be calling us all to work.
Created labor for both men and women. And unfortunately, as we are on this earth, we will have to labor in something.
Literally.
Will need to work. So better it is that this work produces money for your upkeep too.
Exactly. And labor doesn't have to be strife.
Exactly.
Labor doesn't have to be like toiling. You know? Oh my days. That's another day of 16 hours of grueling work. Like, I think it's also encouraging women to find smart ways to make money. Yeah. Smart, legit, integral, but also fruitful ways to make money. And if you do desire, like I was saying this at lunch yesterday, like, I don't want to be a stay-at-home mom, but I do want to be a work-at-home mom because I feel like I want to be present for like my kids' childhoods a lot more than like say my parents were for mine, right? Yeah. A completely personal choice, but I also don't want to be financially dependent. So it's just like as much as we can be economically collaborative, right? I like that.
We can work together.
We can work together.
That's a great time. You know, I like
economically
that.
Collaborative.
Got something there. Trademark. Don't do that. Don't use that.
But essentially, both of us just contributed to like our family, not even just the household, because I'm not going to lie. I think a man should pay the bills.
Screaming!
I do. I actually think a man should pay the bills. And I think he should pay like the rent or the mortgage. I actually do. However, I think that gives up freedom for the woman's income to be used for other things, such as like building wealth, investing, like just things that make the household and the family better. Do you get what I mean? So I think everyone's finances should essentially be going towards that. But yeah, I believe in work at home mom or working mom.
Yeah.
Or even if you are a stay at home mom, I think if that's your contribution, it's a huge contribution, right? But it comes down to agreement. And also you just telling your husband, as the sole breadwinner, I also expect for you to make a contingency plan.
Yeah,
if you die, if you become disabled, have you got income protection? Do you have life insurance? Do you have health insurance? Critical care. What do you have to cover all of us in case you cannot actually physically get up and go to work?
Absolutely. That's really great. And I think you don't need to have these things straight off the bat. No. I think sometimes as well, we have this expectation of like financial freedom or sole provider right off the bat. Yeah. And it may be that whilst that's something that you want to work towards, it may not be realistic for you right now.
Yeah.
And you can still be in agreement with someone that, okay, for the next like 10, 15 years of our life, we're going to work towards this financial goal that, you know, I will continue working because that's something that I love to do. Yeah. Shout out to all the mandem out there that want to be working. We love you guys. We need more of you guys. And we mean workers in good, legitimate roles.
Please.
Doing things that are, you know, building society.
Oh my days. I mean, legal. To bring up something, but I don't want to derail your thoughts. Sorry, go on.
I'm doing legal things. No backdoor.
Backdoor money. Rubbish.
Money laundering schemes or, you know, violent crimes and whatnot, illegal things. But it's perfectly viable and perfectly normal for you to have joint goals and to be working towards something together. In fact, the best relationships often have joint goals.
Yeah.
We work towards a particular state and it just means that we're going to have to make some sacrifices right now and delay gratification right now in order to enjoy the future.
Yeah.
I think having that like long-term thinking as well can be so, so helpful for relationships and so helpful for building intimacy with people and seeing people, as opposed to just seeing somebody as an end product. I know we often have the conversation around, should you be with a man just for potential? But I do think it is towing the fine line of, okay, I've seen the fruits of, and the receipts and what you've done so far, but there is an element of banking on what you've seen so far and what you can produce in the future together, right? It's using them as receipts to say, okay, because you have these receipts of what you've done so far, me coming in as your wife or your partner can actually accelerate these goals much, much faster.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think taking a long-term view based on what somebody is presenting to you during the dating phase is really important and being willing to work with somebody. Like,
simple as, man.
It's actually
willing
fine.
To work with somebody.
So you can have stories to tell your kid, when I was your age, me and your daddy, you know, it took us a while to get here.
Let there also be a story about how you helped the victory.
There you
like, you are actually there for a reason, right? And it's not just to, you know, be a childbearer whilst that is very valuable or to just, you know, stroke his neck before he goes to sleep.
Clean.
You, do you get what I mean? Huh? Like, to be fair though, them unpaid labor.
Yeah.
It's all unpaid labor.
100%.
Isn't it? Saving cash somewhere.
Hello.
But I just think, girls, you gotta brave for a reason.
Be realistic.
Be real. Okay.
Come on now.
And it's just sad. It's just so sad. Like when
ungrateful.
I listen to it, I'm like, this is so unrealistic.
Entitled, ungrateful.
So unrealistic.
Mean.
So
can you imagine being with somebody and they're just like, oh, I just expect you to love me by buying me Chanel bags? Are you insane?
And this is how power imbalances begin. This is exactly how power imbalances are birthed and also how you cannot escape. Because now this man has become your entire financial plan. How are you going to find freedom if things go tits up?
You're literally at the mercy of someone's decision.
Do you get what I mean? And now you're finding yourself starting from ground zero at 46.
Facts. Facts.
Do you get what I mean? And it's not no ageism, please.
No, please.
But
no,
any
no, no, no.
woman in her later stages of life,
stop
maybe
it.
Her
40s, yeah,
50s, will tell you it is very hard to start again. So just start now.
And write.
Just start right. Well. Build a solid foundation. But sorry, the thing that I was going to say was, wow, you know what? Because of the rise of like digital careers and stuff, so many people are out here wanting to be like content creators and we need plumbers and builders and
electricians
and all these other amazing jobs, which AI can't actually take.
You know what? Funny you say that. Dr. Umar. Okay, guys, bear with me because I really like Dr. Umar, because
he's actually quite all right.
He's funny. He's very articulate. Problematic in some instances, but I definitely see where he's coming from on particular points. Okay. So I just have to caveat that. Okay. But he was making this commentary, especially at least as it pertains to the Black community. Yeah. He was like, not that I agree, by the way. I'm just saying his viewpoint to illuminate. Nah, because fam, these are the people will be taking me out of context and then I'm canceled for being racist.
Right.
But he said, you know, the Black community, because we are so focused on the flashier jobs, a lot of other communities are still sticking with these very vocational, traditional roles that people will always need.
Yeah.
Your plumbers, your electricians, the actual things that people need in their homes, that's never going to go away.
Ever.
When things break, who do you call? Maintenance. Facts. Hello. And they make bank.
Serious.
They make
and
bank.
This is also how a lot of people build wealth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'll have, I will never forget when I used to live at my mum's house, right? Them plumbers that the council used to send, especially the contracted ones. Yeah, I would say they were contracted. Yeah, contracted ones.
Mm-hmm. Bank.
What? Me and my missus started buying houses when we went to, and now we own like 6 in the north.
Also, that accent, sorry. Facts.
Do you know what I
facts.
Mean?
No, facts.
Casual millionaire. Facts.
And the thing is,
I just do this for fun.
But what has also killed me sometimes is when their kids will be like, yeah, we're working class.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
Y'all ain't worked.
Working
your
class.
Your daddy works. Yeah, so your daddy works.
If I give you this spanner, can you do anything? Yeah. So be silly.
Nonsense.
But yeah, I think it's looking at things like that, like, there are so many different ways to build wealth.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, like I guess Dr. Uma said, tend to lean more on like the flashy, you know, well-to-do.
Content.
People will speak well of this thing. The more new money stuff, right?
Yeah.
Whereas actually there are some ways that people are building new money that's a lot, sometimes even a lot more secure. Like I was looking at someone's story and they were talking about how they were on a plane and sat next to a guy who like started a cleaning service and then hired just more people to join the cleaning service.
Wow.
And with no investors, he owns like an 8-figure company.
Wow.
And he's just casually traveling around Asia now.
If you and see CMS like, cleaning,
you know what? It's so true. LOL. But it's like, you know what? It's so true. Like a lot of us are trying to, a lot of us think in order to get rich, you have to build a unicorn or you have to, you know, get some, have some kind of tech integration and then come up with an innovative thing that people, you know, needs to be VC backed.
Yeah.
And it's like, there are actually a lot of very casual millionaires just walking around.
Facts.
Because they did things brick by brick.
Quite literally.
Yeah, quite literally actually. But yeah, just step by step and oftentimes in partnership with another person. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because I feel like
that's a good one.
You know, it's all fun and games until people actually make real life decisions based on your bad advice.
And that's debt on debt. No, facts, man. Having me thinking, can I go back to school to
learn how to be a builder?
Yeah, builder, construction.
But you can be a property investor.
I can.
Start making your own developments. Absolutely. Or investing in property, whatever it is.
This is true.
That's always been one of my like big goals, just like buying loads of properties, developing properties at some point.
All in the pipeline.
God's grace, what happened?
In the pipeline.
Amen. But to end things off, UK Thanos. So my darling Tamello, please, I'm not speaking against you because the things you have said, I cannot take.
Do you know what made me laugh? I think it was one of the comments of her videos where the video was basically like, when you're South African, so your South African like folks have to defend you in public. So the top comment was literally like, we will defend you in public, but please, let's do family meeting. Let's do it.
Please, can we talk?
Can we talk in the corner?
You know what, though? Okay. Obviously, I can't condone everything. Like, and the approach, it's very much giving bad behavior.
Yeah.
But if she was in my family, I'd be like, you know what, sis, go on. go drag them for filth. Because one thing she's highlighting is hypocrisy.
Oh, hello.
And I don't like it.
Listen, you play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. And I think the internet, we've spoken about this before, not that we're advocating for violence, but because people think they can come on the internet and talk to anybody anyhow, they think there's going to be no repercussions for bad behavior or being rude or being presumptuous or whatever. And I think one thing that Miss UK Thanos is teaching us, actions have consequences. You say a thing, somebody gonna come for you.
And you just haven't met the right one yet.
but you met me.
Oh.
And today I'm gonna show you. You know what it reminds me? You know what it reminds me of? You know when Thor tried to chop off Thanos' head?
Yeah.
And he just stopped him in his tracks. It's like that. Like you have just not met the right one yet. This is the perfect name for her.
Thanos.
This is the perfect name for her.
Thanos, I'm telling you.
In essence, the reason why Miss Tamela has found her way back,
back onto the
pod
TMS Airways
is because I came across a video on TikTok today.
Lord.
Of apparently she put out a video, I didn't see the original one. And somebody, Miriam Eze. Sister, I hope you are well. Miriam or Mariam, I'm not too sure, but sister, I hope you're good. She commented that basically, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself and you'll never find a husband. And Miss Tamela, she said, with a screenshot actually,
auntie,
I don't need to go out there to look for a husband because I found yours.
Lord.
Turns out Miss Tamela's husband had actually sent, I mean, turns out Miss Miriam Eze's husband had actually sent Tamela money to the sum of 500 Great British Pounds. I guess for some kind of work, the nature of which,
unknown.
Undisclosed.
At this point in time, we are unsure.
Unbeknownst to us,
we are unaware.
In that, okay, guys, I'm going to link it below. It's very bad, though.
It's so bad.
And she said,
"It's outrageous.
I don't need to find a husband because I found yours. And I went on your profile and I saw the link in your bio was a GoFundMe for your father's funeral. And instead of your husband, and she said, you're not even too far from your goal.
Oh, Lord.
You only need £800. But your husband sent me £500 instead of him to put it towards burying your father.
His father-in-law.
He's here sending it to me. So I'm going to take my mum out to London's this week.
There is no comeback, genuinely.
And that's why Sister Miriam has a pure well. Please be encouraged that what God cannot do
does not exist.
But the embarrassment and the shame is high.
Yeah, she, what do you call it, blocked her. I think she deactivated her account as well.
I would even change my name.
100%, my name is not Mary. My name is Mary. In fact, that's even too close, Jane. My name is Jane.
But also, general sentiment, why do men embarrass people like
time
this?
And time again, baby, one thing they gonna do is embarrass you. Unprovoked.
And her husband needs to do better. Your wife is trying to bury her father and you sent £500 to a girl. Be for real.
The only thing that we can say is, please mind your business. If you see somebody doing tomfoolery and you don't know the person,
and you don't need to be involved, stay out of it.
Mind the business. We are in a cost of living crisis. Mind business which pays you. Clearly, in this case, the business was not being paid.
In fact, it was an expense to you. Oh, now you got to go to the registrar and change your name.
Can you actually imagine?
Consequences. So in essence, I just think everyone needs to leave this babe alone.
110%.
And the people close to her, if they want to correct her, and they can't, let them.
Oh.
But clearly, it's not going to be the public.
It's given the Avengers must assemble somewhere. Where are they? Half of the universe is being wiped out as we speak.
Evaporating into dust. But you know what, Miss Tamela, God actually bless you.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really rate you for standing up for yourself. Facts. Because people can be very hypocritical. It's not for me. I'm really trying to cover my own
ass. The year of exposure,
not,
boy.
100%. And it's also not for us to approve or disapprove. I mean, well, you don't need our approval.
Yeah,
I'm
100%.
Sure you'll continue in your endeavors. I just pray that the Lord be with you.
Yeah, protects Amen. You.
Protects you. Loves you. Keeps you.
Keeps you. Steadfast. Yeah.
God loves you. We love you in Christ.
We also love you, Sister Miriam.
I would have dropped dead. Most likely. That level of embarrassment could give someone a stroke.
But that's when they say focus on your home.
But do you think she knew?
I don't think she did.
But a part of me thinks it's not a coincidence that your husband, of all the people in the world, yeah. your husband has also, like, there has to be a link here. They've probably yeah. fought before.
But then if you know that she's got this level of dirt on you, how?
That's probably why she came with so much vim. You know, like, sorry to compare, but like, you know when a wife's husband has cheated and she comes at the concubine or the mistress, and the mistress is like, but I slept with your husband.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just blinded.
Oh.
And they're just angry and they're trying to direct that anger to someone.
But even that though.
She's also grieving.
But your concubine, the concubine in question, Tobello, we're not calling you a concubine.
No, we're not.
The lady in question.
Yes.
Is Tobello. This is a formidable villain. Yeah. This is a formidable enemy. You have to take time. Do you know what I mean?
She's like grieving.
You have to take even she's you more, have even to more take reason. Time. You have
but
to
you know how grief really.
Ha! Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory. That we need the tagline there, to God be the glory. Because what can we do? Anyway, Sha. On today's episode of Hot Take / What Is This, we hope you enjoyed that. Tomello, this is it. We love you, sis. Take care.
Oh, we actually have nothing.
Live your life.
You.
Yeah, biggest fan team.
Yeah, yeah.
And people stop coming for her. Like, stop coming for people on the internet. Be kind to people.
Basically, everybody focus on your own house.
Yeah.
Everybody clean up your own house.
And then everyone's house will be clean.
Simple as.
Face your front.
Facts.
Sisters, we love you.
Oh dear.
Today's message, all that keep glowing and growing stuff, that's great. Today's message, face your front.
Well, all the best.
Hustle hard.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.